Everybody, we have been reading the last couple of parshios about Yosef and his brothers, and finally this week we come to the climax, to the crescendo, where they meet up with each other once again, and Yosef reveals his identity to his brothers. Vayomer Yosef el Echav, ani Yosef ha'od avi chai, and he wants to know, is his father still alive? He wants to know about the family. And then the pasuk says, v'lo yachlu echav lanos oso, ki nivalu mipanav. His brothers were completely overwhelmed, they were baffled, they were embarrassed from their brother Yosef, who had just identified himself, and they had nothing to answer him. And the Medrash very famously comments on that pasuk: Abba Kohen Bar Dilo Amar, Olanu Miyam Hadin, Olanu Miyam HaTochacha. How afraid we need to be, how careful we need to think about the Yom Hadin and the Yom HaTochacha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will come and rebuke us and censure us as well. Yosef Katnan Shel Hashvatim Haya. Because after all, Yosef was one of the younger brothers in the family. And his older brothers, as arrogant as some of them may have been, and although they were older than him and perhaps more powerful than he was in the family, they had nothing to answer him. Likashayavu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Medrash, when God himself will come, and he will reprimand and he will rebuke each human being, each individual person, based on the life that they lived. Alachas kama v'kama, can you imagine how we're going to be able to withstand the embarrassment, the shame that we will have when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that difficult conversation with us? Then the Medrash goes further. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Oylanu miyom hadin, oylanu miyom hatochacha, Uma Yosef HaTzadik shehu basar v'dam. Yosef HaTzadik is just a human being. After all, he's only a live human being. And yet, kishohochiach es echav lo yachlu yilamod bitochachto. They couldn't handle it. So imagine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shehu dayon uval hadin v'yoshev al kisei hadin v'don kalecha be'echav, the Ribono Shel Olam, who's not just a human being like the rest of us, but he is the Melech Malchei Amlachim, he is the dayon, who is the baldin, alachas kama v'kama she'ein kal basar v'dam, Yecholim Lamod Lifanav. I remember a few years ago I got a speeding ticket at night. I was driving home from the White Shul back to the Heights. It was like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I got a speeding ticket getting onto the tri-bar. I remember I went to the I went to court to fight the ticket, and I don't remember what the issue was, and I was so scared. I was just standing in front of a judge who, what's the worst case scenario? I'll pay for it. I didn't even get any points. What's the big deal? And yet I was so nervous standing there. I remember having this feeling, Oylanu miyom hadin, oylanu miyom hatochacha, if I'm so afraid standing in front of this judge who's a boss of a dumb, he can't really punish me. What's he going to make me do? Pay a $200 fine, $250 fine, worst case scenario. How can I imagine what it's going to be like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, the Melech Malchei Amlachim, the Dayan HaEmes, will have these difficult conversations with us? So all the Mefarshim, not all, but many Mefarshim have pointed out that there's a very great difficulty in this Medrash, and that is, what exactly did Yosef say? He doesn't even give any particular reprimand. He doesn't really admonish his brothers. All he says is very simply, Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avi Chai. That's it. That's the whole tochacha. So how is that even a tochacha at all? He's not telling them off. He's not yelling at them. He's not giving them mussar for selling him. All he says is, Ani Yosef, I'm here. I'd like to know about our father, the old man, Yaakov Avinu. Is he still alive? So what's going on? Why are the brothers so afraid? And what kind of tochacha is this? And what exactly does the Medrash mean when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do a similar kind of thing to all of us? So there are two approaches that have always resonated with me. Let me share them. One of them is Reb Chaim Shmulevitz writes in his Sefer Sichas Musar. And he says that there are times that the most powerful rebuke that a person can receive is not when you're going to be yelled at, is not when someone gives you mussar, is not when they're beating down your back, but rather, he says, when a person is just made aware of the reality, when a person is made aware of the truth, when you're taken out of your own illusion that you've created for yourself and your own fantasy, you've been living a misconception your whole life, you've been living a distorted reality your whole life, and finally it comes staring at you in the face and you can't believe it. So here the brothers felt, we have an idea. Our brother Yosef had a dream, and he thinks he's going to be the leader of the family. He thinks he's going to do everything greater than all of us. You know what? Let's destroy his life. Let's sell him down to Mitzrayim. Let's give him to a group of Yishmaelim. We're going to kill him. That's going to be the end of him. They were living in this distorted reality for so many years, 22 years, and yet Yosef, all he has to do is say to them, here's the reality. I'm just going to show you the truth. Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avichai, no more needs to be said. And that, says Rab Chaim Shmulevitz, is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do to us as well. He doesn't have to give Musar. All he needs to do is to take away that illusion that we've made and created for ourselves, and to make us face the reality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show us, this is what life really was, and this is the life that you were living. How did you miss the reality of what life was really supposed to be? No more needs to be said. I'm just going to show you the video, and that's all you have to be shown. That is the greatest tochacha. That sometimes is the greatest form of Musar. And says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Oylanu miyom hadin, oylanu miyom hatochacha. When we think about that, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will simply make us aware of the reality and the truth of life, and point out to us how we've been living in this fantasy and this illusion all these years, that sometimes will be the most powerful and the most difficult tochacha to face. This is one famous approach. A second approach that is given, and my father says this over every year in his shir on Chumash, on the Parsha, he says over in the name of the Beis HaLevi, a beautiful, beautiful interpretation, where the Beis HaLevi has in his sefer on Chumash this very thought, and that is, in the beginning of our Parsha, Parshas Vayigash, we're told, Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Why is Yehuda having this incident with Yosef? What are they fighting about? So as we know, the Psukim say, Yosef says, you have to keep Binyamin here, I'm not going to let him go home. And Yehuda stands up and he says, what do you mean? I'm not going to stand for this. I'm not going to allow you to take this child away. How could it be? How can I go back to my father? He's an old man. This is his beloved child. We already lost one of his brothers. Now you're going to allow my father to have a heart attack from his second child being taken away? I can't allow this to happen. And he says, I'm so sensitive, I'm so caring, I'm so thoughtful about my father's feelings, I'm so nervous what's going to be with him, he's going to have a heart attack, he's going to die from this, it's just unfair to him. And that's what he stands up to. Yosef turns to him and he says, look at the hypocrisy, look at the deception, look how silly you sound. Don't you remember 22 years ago when you sold one of your brothers? Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avichai, do you remember? When you sold me, nobody was bothered about their father's feelings then. Nobody was worried about Yaakov Avinu. And therefore, writes the Beis HaLevi, sometimes in life, the greatest musar that a person can be faced with is when somebody points out your own inner contradictions, your own incongruity in the way that you live your own life. Yosef turns to his brothers and he says, really, you care about your father? You're such sensitive shvatim. You care so much about other people. You're so worried you're going to fight for him. Where were you so many years ago when nobody was bothered with your father's feelings? Nobody was worried about me. And Yosef here points out to them simply the inconsistency in the lives that they were living and the lie that they were deceiving themselves. Yosef says that is the greatest tochacha. Writes the Beis HaLevi, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do for us as well. And the Beis HaLevi gives a few examples. Number one, he says, we all have excuses that we plan to give whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ask us difficult questions. So he's going to say, you made a nice living, you were able to support your family. Let's see, where's your tzedakah account? Let me see, how much money did you give away to the poor? You're going to say, look, do you know how many tuition bills I had to pay? Do you know how much my mortgage on my house cost? I wasn't able to give tzedakah like a mensch. What do you expect of me? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, okay, that's a nice excuse, I understand. You had many, many difficulties in life that you had to pay for. However, let me show you this vacation that you went on. Let me show you that you went to the Bahamas for this winter break and you went over there on that Pesach program. Yeah? You're complaining that you don't have enough money for tzedakah. Well, let me just show you, let me highlight for you how many other places you spent money in a way that was inconsistent with the excuse that you're giving now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to say anymore. All he's going to do is show us the inconsistency in the lives that we live and the decisions that we've made, and that is the greatest tochacha, that is the greatest form of musar. The Beis HaLevi goes on to give a few more examples, but I say if we take it down to our level, sometimes you have a person on Sukkah says, I'm a mitzvah, it's so hot out here, I'm schwitzing, I'm sweating, and then for some reason, a month before when they go to the baseball game and they're sitting in Yankee Stadium and it's boiling hot in the middle of August, nobody has a problem sitting 9 innings, even when it's extra innings, we stay there because we're interested in the game. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, really? You were so hot on Sukkah, such a mitzvah, you couldn't sit in my Sukkah, it's a good excuse. Let me bring you back to the time in your life where you had no issue being sitting out in the boiling hot sun. You made a decision that that was okay for you. You go out skiing, you're freezing cold, nobody has a problem, but yet, when you're in a country where it's a little bit cold in the winter, and it comes Sukkot's time, and you say, oh, it's too cold, I'm a mitzvah, I can't do this, you're too tired at night, you say, oh, I can't go to Ma'ariv, come on, you expect me, someone once said to me, what's a man's worst nightmare? You wake up, you go into your bed on a cold evening in the middle of the winter, and then you realize, I haven't daven Maariv. You got to get dressed again, get out of bed. I mean, and then even if you're like our shul, you have a minyan, you feel so guilty. How do you not daven with a minyan when you have an opportunity to do so every half an hour? You got to get dressed again. And he said, what's a man's greatest celebration in life? When right after you jump out of bed that time, you realize, no, I davened already at the 6 o'clock minyan. Right? So HaKadosh Baruch is going to show you, you were too tired, too exhausted to daven Maariv. You say, oh, I can't get out of bed. Really, what about the shows that you stayed out till 2 o'clock in the morning watching and all the movies that you've been watching at night? Never seemed to be a problem for you, writes the Beis HaLevi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to say nothing more. That's enough. That's enough of a tochacha just to point out the inconsistency in the lives that we live. So we come to a few parshios from now, not really so soon, but in Parshas Kisisa and later on in Sefer Shemos, we're going to read about the terrible story of the Chet HaEgel. And there, as we know, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not clear exactly when he davens, but based on the Mefarshim, it seems, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up and he petitions on behalf of the Jewish people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy them. In the end, he says, Vayomer Hashem, Salachti Kidvarecha. He's willing to let it go, and it seems that we almost got away with it. We did Shuva, maybe we did, maybe we didn't, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted it. Moshe Rabbeinu petitioned on our behalf, and that was good enough. But then, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Ein lecha dar vadar shelo nenshu mechet ha'egel. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that it seems that every generation is still being punished, is still suffering because of the mistake of the chet ha'egel. How can that be? Didn't Hashem already say, Vayomer Hashem salachti kidvarecha? So imagine, somebody slights you, somebody does something terrible, and you offer them forgiveness. And after you offer them forgiveness, you keep going after them. And every day you send them hate mail, and you send them messages and emails. What are you doing? Did you forgive me or did you not? So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? He says, Salachti kidvarecha. Sounds like we can look at the egel and say it's a moment of the past. We don't have to worry about it anymore. And yet the Gemara says, every generation subsequent to the Chet HaEgel is still suffering as a result of that mistake. So Rashi and Parsha Shlach basically ask this question. And Rashi says the answer is as follows. Everything was fine. God was willing to let it go. Vayomer Hashem Salachti kidvarecha. But then comes Parsha Shlach. And then we make the second mistake, which is the Chet HaMeraglim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm sorry, that's it. Now that you made the mistake of the Chet HaMeraglim, we're going to go back in history, and now I'm going to punish you for the Chet HaEgel. So the Mefarshim ask, is that fair? I don't understand. You told me that we took care of the past already, and now all of a sudden you're reopening up the can of worms. Why should this have anything to do with the Chet HaMeraglim? And the Chet HaEgel is a separate issue. The Chet HaMeraglim seems to be a separate issue on its own. Why are the two of them being lumped together, and why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu reopen the file now that we've made the mistake of the Chet HaMeraglim? So I once saw a beautiful interpretation based on the comment made by the Noda Yehuda that Tzlach has in his commentary on Brachos, and somebody extrapolated from there the following interpretation. His name is the... can't remember his name. Rav Dayan Fisher in Yerushalayim said this beautiful interpretation. He says the following. What was the crux? What was the mistake? If you can really boil it down to one issue, what was the mistake of the Chet HaEgel? What was the mistake? So he says the problem there was that they had a ribui ha'emuna. Problem there was, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't here. Somebody stood up and said, hey, we're going to make an egel masecha. We need to have a leader. And everybody just went along with it. Everybody was so gullible. Everybody was living life just unsuspecting of anybody doing anything wrong. And everybody trusted each other. Okay, you have an idea, you should make an egel? Okay, we'll go along with that. Sounds like a nice idea. We should have a leader. That was the crux of the issue there. They were so sincere, they were so naive, nobody thought to question anybody else. What are you making, an egel? Egel Azov? What do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu, this is going to substitute him? This is going to substitute HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How could it be? Okay, you made a mistake in judgment. You had a ribui ha'amuna. You believed, you were too gullible. You believed in someone too much. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to say, Salachti kidvarecha. Fast forward a few parshios, you come to Parsha Shlach, all of a sudden God sends out the Meraglim. And he wants them to go check out the land. And Yehoshua and Kalev come back and say, no, 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 none of this is true. Believe us. All of a sudden we say, no, 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 we're suspicious. We don't really believe what you're saying. We don't think that it's true that Eretz Yisrael is such a good land. Eretz Ocheles Yoshvea. All of a sudden, now you have a chisaron ha'amuna. Now you don't believe anyone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now you're just being inconsistent. Nothing in your life makes sense. It's not that you made a mistake and you made a problem in your judgment call and something wasn't right, and therefore we have our ability to say, Salachti kidvarecha, we'll make it up, we'll be okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now you've shown me that you just don't care about me. It's not that your mistake then was Riva Hamuna, Chisaron Hamuna. Your issue is that you don't care and you don't respect God enough. That's why you made the mistake by the Meraglim, and that's why now you make the mistake by Chet HaEgel, and the two of them are lumped together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that shows the incongruity, that shows the inconsistency, that shows your life is one big deception, one big lie, and that, says the Beis HaLevi, is what we mean when we say by Yosef as well, Yehuda, you're going to stand up to me and say, I can't go home without bringing my younger brother Binyamin. I'm so sensitive to the feelings of my father. I care about him so much. Really? You care about your father so much? How come you didn't care about him when he sold me? And that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say to all of us. You give excuses why it is that you could do this or you can't do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, it's a good excuse until I find a moment in time in your life where you use the excuse in the opposite direction. And there HaKadosh Baruch Hu will point out the inconsistency. And that, says the Medrash, is the greatest form of tochacha, the greatest form of musar. No more needs to be said. Nobody has to be yelled at. Nobody has to be censured. Nobody has to be screamed at. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do is just lay out the reality of life in front of us and show us how we were inconsistent in the decision-making process that we had throughout the lives that we lived.